I call to order the Papio, Missouri River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And the notifications of Open Meetings Act is posted on the back wall. A copy, prior to turning the agenda for today's meeting, I'd like to announce the procedure will be used for this meeting with respect to each agenda item. The red directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report, their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask the public not to interrupt the director's discussions and action. Thank you. Quorum call, please.
Beckley?
Here.
Bonnet? Bradley?
Here.
Davidson?
Here.
Jeff?
Here.
Cornett?
Here.
Christie?
Here.
Caesar?
Here.
Here. I have an excused absence for Director Tim Fowler, and I notified that Larry Bradley is on his way, and don't know about Patrick. Item 4, adoption of the agenda, is a motion?
Move. Second.
Second by Conley. Roll call.
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Farnett?
Yes.
Kinsey?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Jefferson?
Yes.
And 5, motion to for the consent agenda?
So move.
Moved by Conley.
Second.
By Spinski. Roll call.
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Cormick?
Yes.
Kinsey?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Jefferson?
Yes. I have here proof publication that this meeting was duly published in the appropriate newspapers. With that, moving on to item 8. Flip my page. Agency reports, 8A. Natural Resource Conservation Service Report, it says written, there it is, in your binder. Any comments, questions? Moving on to item B, Natural Nebraska Associated Resource District's Director Rich Teaser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD legislative meeting, annual conference, will be held in Lincoln on Monday, January 24th through Wednesday, the 26th. There's going to be a dinner Tuesday evening, Senator's reception, and generally I know a lot of you come for that reception, and that will be Tuesday, the 25th. Gene is taking requests for motel reservations now. And look forward to having a good crowd out there, and let's see if we get some legislation done. That concludes my report.
And let me add, too, last Friday, Mr. Winkle and I had a chance to go down to Lincoln for a hearing, but we stopped at the new NARD headquarters. And what an amazing building that is.
Yeah.
A great improvement. Lots of room down there, so it's a good operation they now have. Unfortunate how they got there, but... there's a real plus that's worked out.
To cap.
Where is the new one?
On the south side 80, of town.
8015 South 15th Street or so. don't quote me on that, but South 5th Street is South West Lincoln.
Thank you.
Right off Highway 77.
Is it the
new one? No, 10 miles away.
Okay.
10? Am I right? I don't know. The new headquarters of...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a ways away. Let the record show, Director Bennett is here. Item 9, subcommittee reports. A, executive subcommittee, myself. What is my resolution? be resolved, minutes in the December 7th, 2021 meeting of the executive subcommittee are hereby accepted. Incorporating these minutes, following recommendations, subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Redistricting of district precinct boundaries. recommendation the map of the redistricting concepts be adopted as the district's new sub-district boundaries. District is required to certify new boundaries, submit to the Nebraska Secretary of State's office and to the Burt, Dakota, Douglas, Sarpy, Thurston, Washington County Election Commissions on or before December 30th, 2021. And on behalf of the committee, I so move. Any comments from the public on that? Directors, any comments? Roll call.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes. Moving on to item 9B, Personnel Legislative Public Affairs, Director Kevin Kapinski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the December 7th, 2021 meeting of the Personnel, Legislative, and Public Affairs Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, Papio, Missouri River, NRD, Pay Structure and Compensation Planning. Item 1A, Compensation Study Market Analysis Results. Recommendation that the proposed 2021 market analysis results be approved, and I so move.
Okay, public comments. Roll call.
Davidson?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Kinsky?
Yes.
Beezer?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Jefferson?
Yes.
Item 1B, amendments to the Papio Missouri River NRD Pay Program Administration Manual for calendar year 2022. Recommendation that the proposed amendments to the Papio Missouri River NRD Pay Program Administration Manual for calendar year 2022 be adopted and incorporated to the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Yes.
Benson?
Yes.
Beezer?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Jefferson?
Yes.
Item 2, amendments to the Papio Missouri River NRD Employee Handbook for calendar year 2022. Recommendation that the proposed amended language of the Papio Missouri River NRD Employee Handbook be adopted and incorporated to the district's policy manual, and I so move.
Any public comments? Have directors. Roll call.
McCormick?
Yes.
Savinsky?
Yes.
Beezer?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Director Kapinski. Item C, ad hoc selection. Bradley, he's not here yet. Larry. Who's the vice on that?
It is me? Yeah, I think so. Okay, be it resolved that the minutes of the December 7, 2021 meeting of the Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee RFP for the Papillion Creek 319 Watershed Small Flood Control and Water Quality Structure Project Professional Services Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item 1, Professional Services Agreement with HDR Engineering Incorporated for the Papillion Creek 319 Watershed Small Flood Control and Water Quality Structure Project. Recommendation that the General Manager be authorized to execute a Professional Services Agreement with HDR Engineering Incorporated for the Papillion Creek 319 Watershed Small Flood Control and Water Quality Project for a maximum fee of $474,500, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, additional comments? Directors? Roll call.
Yes.
Beezer?
Yes.
Begley?
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Item D, PPO, Director Fred Conley.
Chairman, be it resolved that the minutes of the December 7th, 2021 meeting of the Programs
Projects and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporating these minutes, and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. 9D1, updates to District Policy Manual, Appendix H, Rules and Regulations for the Rural Water Supply Systems. Recommendation that the proposed updates to the District Policy Manual, Appendix H, Rules and Regulations, Rural Water Systems, be approved subject to changes deemed necessary by the General Manager and approved as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Keeser?
Yes.
Aye.
Bonnet?
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Yes.
Item 9D2, interlocal cooperation agreement with SID 564 of Douglas County for the transfer of Papillion Creek PL 566 watershed structure D15B. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal cooperation agreement with Sanitary Improvement District Number 564 of Douglas County for the transfer of Papillion Creek PL 566 Watershed Structure Site D15B to SID 564, contingent on Nebraska NRCS approval of completion of federal interest, subject to agreement changes deemed necessary by general manager, and approval as to the form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, directors?
Roll call.
Aye.
Yes.
9D3, interlocal cooperation agreement with the City of Omaha for construction of drainage structure rehabilitation for Little Papio Creek Levee Channel Culverts Project. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute the proposed interlocal cooperation agreement with the City of Omaha for construction of Group A drainage structure rehabilitation for the Little Papio Creek Levee Channel Project with a reimbursement maximum not to exceed $2,400,000 to be paid with up to $800,000 maximum limit in calendar years 2022, 2023, and 2024, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors, and let the record show Larry Bradley is not present. Any comments? Roll call.
Bradley?
Yes.
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCormick?
Yes.
Yes.
Keeser?
Yes.
Yes.
9D4, Little Papio Creek Channel Culverts Rehabilitation Project Amendment Number 1 to the Professional Services Agreement with Fire Engineering. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute Amendment Number 1 to the Professional Service Agreement for Construction Administration /Observation Services with Fire Engineering for the Little Papio Channel Creek Culverts Rehabilitation Project Group. A. Culverts for the amount of $340,380 for a received maximum fee of $907,020 for the total amount subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel. I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Directors?
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Item 9D5, WP2 Water Quality Basin and Sanitary Sewer Bids. Recommendation that the general manager be authorized to execute a contract with Valley Corp for the construction of the Water Quality Basin and Sanitary Sewer at the WP2 project for the total bid amount of $398,410.39, subject to changes deemed necessary by the general manager and approval as to form by district legal counsel, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comments? Staff, directors? Roll call.
Aye.
Davidson?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
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 That completes my report.
Okay, thank you. Director Teaser, up on item E, 9E.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the December 7th, 2021 meeting of the SAAL Subcommittee are hereby accepted and incorporated into these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. One, fiscal year 2021 audit recommendation that the FY 2021 audit report prepared by Bergen KDV be accepted and the GM be directed to file an authenticated copy of the audit report with the Nebraska Auditor of Public Accounts and the Nebraska Natural Resources Commission, and I so move.
Any public comments? Staff? Directors?
Well, I'm going to
comment. I want to commend Carrie and her staff. This is very heartwarming that we have another wonderful audit, and Director Teaser mentioned that the other night, but now it's my turn to mention that. Gives me a high level of comfort sitting here nodding my head, and will be nodding my head in improvement. But and some of us remember back in the days, a guy named Jack, way back. Some of the old staff members remember Jack and how it was back then. Yeah. And for the new board, relatively new board members, you wouldn't have believed how far we've come. So I appreciate, Carrie, your diligence and the rest of the accounting staff. So thank you very much for allowing this report to glow once more. So,
way to go, Carrie.
With that, roll call.
Davidson.
Yes.
Jeff.
Yes.
Sipinski.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Jefferson?
Yes.
Item 2, WP2, professional services account over 110% contract with Fire Engineering. Recommendation that the account for WP2 professional services 02034405 64 be allowed to exceed the budgeted amount up to $430,000, and I so move.
Thank you. Any public comment? Director.
Yes.
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 Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Treasurer report, Director Larry Bradley.
Agenda item 11,
be it resolved
that the Treasurer is authorized to expand general funds to pay claims listed in the October 15th through November 10th, 2021 financial report, and two, any claims made prior to the next board meeting for A, earned salaries of district employees, B, withholding taxes, C, Social Security payments, D, retirement program contributions, E, utilities, F, registration fees and expenses for upcoming meetings and conferences, G, certified completed CAP and special project area applications, H, invoices which offer a credit or discount for payment made prior to the next board meeting, I, postage, and J, building and grounds contract expenses. Be it further resolved that the Treasurer is authorized to pay from the restrictive operating accounts respective operation accounts of the Washington County, Dakota County, and Thurston County Water Supply System, the Elkhorn Breakout Project, the Elkhorn River Stabilization Project, the Elk Pigeon Creek Drainage Project, the Western Sarpy Drainage Project, the Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership, and the Southern Sarpy Watershed Partnership Project, bills listed on the October 15th through November 10th, 2021 financial report, and future claims for project utilities. Be it further resolved that the financial reports be affixed to and made part of the minutes, and I so move.
Thank you, and that's item A through J. Any public comments? Huh?
Second.
Yes.
I think someone. Second by. I usually catch that. You're on top of it. Thank you. Okay, now it's been first and seconded. Any public comments? Staff, directors, roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Director Bradley. Item 11, legal update.
No update.
All right. Chairperson's report. Item 12. This is one of the highlights of being chairman. I mean, driving down Lincoln and sitting watching senators blab and blab and blab wasn't a highlight, but it's one of the duties. However, every year, at least since I've been chairman, this is a way to get to meet some of the employees you don't see all the time, but also significantly to recognize the years of service for the Papio. So we're going to present some certificates and an envelope as well. I assume they're all in order?
Yeah.
Because this staff is pretty efficient.
Yeah, first
take a picture. First one, Tracy Thompson, 5 years. Is it 5 years?
5 years.
My photo bomb.
And then we'll get a group shot at the end of every month. So, yeah.
Okay, we got Charles here.
Okay, make sure he gets in. He was 5 years.
5 years.
All right, he's Austin Hill. Is look at my feet
here.
There you go. Look at that.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Perfect.
All right.
Deb
Ward.
Cool. Yeah, I know
that song. Deb Ward. 10 years. Randy Lee, this year.
Randy.
10 years.
No.
Fake news coming up here. 15.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Yes.
There you go, John.
150.
A lot of miles on there.
Yeah. Terry Keller,
35.
Terry Keller here.
He's 35.
35 years. And Darlene Hensley, field office corporal.
Goodness. Wow.
My goodness is right.
40 years.
Woo.
I was 12 years old when you started.
Congratulations.
You got a long ways to go to catch her.
It is a pleasure to hand out
at the other office.
Wow. So some of those dedicated years of service. Yeah, I have that term because of the dedication all of our employees have. So thank you very much for your dedication. Moving on, item 13, General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, thank you for the recognition for 15 years. It's gone by really quick, but I think we've got a lot done in that time. So obviously, thank you for all your support and all the employees as well. Information education highlights are attached. Jennifer, I'd like to thank the board members for their feedback regarding, or constructive feedback regarding the education awareness initiative presentations. We're excited to move forward with the internal and external communication messaging that will better help the public understand what the NRD does and its impact on our constituents every day. We're also doing some internal training of this new messaging. The NRD logo will remain unchanged per feedback from board members, and again, thank you for your time and input. What?
Could you repeat what you just said?
The logo will remain unchanged.
Okay. That's
what I knew you. I thought you'd catch that. Personnel miscellaneous items. The district welcomes Tanya Erickson. She's starting her new position as Walt Hills Field Program Specialist on December 1st. Tanya comes to us from the FSA office in Tacoma and replaces Teresa Murphy, who recently retired. Along with Turner Construction, the NRD co-sponsored and planted 115 trees at Keep Omaha Beautiful's tree planting event at Krosky Village in Willowwood Park last month. Keep Omaha Beautiful has planted well over 450 trees over the course of the year since starting its Trees for Omaha program. We also received a thank you letter from Leanne Stover, a science teacher from Burke High School, for the educational grant it received and put to very good use. The grant enabled the school to install a drip irrigation system in garden beds by calculating the water cost savings of a drip irrigation system versus a typical garden hose watering plan. And so the letter is attached for your review. Report on purchases, construction services, professional service, personal property is attached, as well as the current and ongoing projects with the District Legal Counsel. The Papillion Creek Watershed Partnership Report, the meeting took place on November 17th. The next is scheduled for January 27th. Also, after the redistricting, just a reminder, NRD 2022 elections will be for even-numbered subdistricts, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10. Individuals running for election will have to run in the May 10th, 2022 primary, and then obviously the November 8th general election. If you're wishing to file for your office, you can pick up the candidate filing forms at the County Election Commissioner Office or the County Clerk's Office. Note the deadline. Incumbents need to file by February 15th. And all other candidates, the deadline is March 1st. So for those directors, I think you can early file at the beginning of January, since the new maps will be effective by then. So remember, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10, you are up for re-election. If you have any questions or need this, let me know, and we'll forward it to you as a reminder. As Jim mentioned, the LR23 hearing was last Friday. It was invited testimony only. I have a report I'll send out to everyone from the NARD. It was just finished up. It was myself, Mike Soshek from the Lower Elkhorn, and then Kyle from the NCORP in Middle Republican. And it was a 3.5-hour hearing. I testified for about an hour and 20 minutes. I think Mike Soshek was a little longer, and then Kyle finished the rest of the time. It was in front of the Natural Resources Committee. They broke a little bit from precedent, and they allowed the introducer of the LR, Senator Erdman, to ask questions. No one's ever really seen that before, but, I mean, it was fine. The stated intent of the LR23 was to evaluate if NRDs are doing their statutory obligations under the NRD laws and regulations that have been written. It was a little bit surprising only three NRDs got to testify, considering we don't represent all 23. We also got each district that got to testify got like 3 or 4 questions sent to them prior to the hearing asking questions. We had some pretty interesting ones. One was Bennington Lake, which that project's over 20 years old, and we've shared that information with everybody multiple times. Another one was why did we declare a flood emergency in 2019? The other one was why do we continue to build flood control structures or flood control reservoirs in the Omaha metro area? And the other one was bonding, which was legitimate, and we forwarded all that information. And then the other one was, I think that was all of them. Yeah, that was all of them. So we answered questions from the committee. Jim came as an invited guest, although he wasn't allowed to testify. A number of the districts were there. I think 16 of the other districts did show up just to show support, talk to senators. So we don't know what's going to come out of these hearings, if there will be legislation or not. So we just did the very best. We did get a compliment, actually, from the introducer of the LR. He said our financial submissions to the original study questions were the most thorough of any district in the state. So, again, thank Carrie for that. So we did include a lot of information. I think my first submission was probably about that thick. We were the first district to submit all of our information. We received a follow-up with some questions that we responded, and then this was basically kind of the third part of the study. So we'll see what happens, but I have a report from Dean that's pretty good, and so I'll forward that to everyone. He just wrapped it up and sent it out to the NEARD board, and thank you, Rich, you probably already have it, but I'll send it to the rest of you as well. Also, remember cookies and goodies after the meeting out in the lobby, so stay as long as you can. Enjoy that. And then I'd also like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We won't be assembled then until the beginning of 2022. So, as always, any questions, anything, let me know and be happy to provide you with any information you need. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I just want to follow up on that LR 23. Yeah, I was invited to come down, but I so wanted to say some things, but it was invited testimony by the three individuals. And yeah, we'll see what happens. Another thing, but on your report, you talk about trees. I was in a discussion with a neighbor. Something about killing trees. And I said, it's okay, renewable resource. Besides, we plant. And didn't you say a while back we planted 1 million trees in the last 20 years or something?
So the NRDs have planted over 103 million trees since their formation, trees and bushes.
Since 50 years.
Since 1974 or 75.
Yeah, how much?
103 million.
130 million.
Three.
That's why you can produce a document that thick. But, all right, I'll pass it on. Thank you. Any other questions for General Manager Winkler?
I am kind of curious. Why did you call a flood emergency inspection for that?
My answer was long. It could have been very short, but it was long.
I guess the thing that scares me about that is why did somebody think to ask that question? I mean, that's concerning to me that somebody would ask that. Why would you? You'd have to be pretty out of touch to not understand.
Unbelievable.
That. So
I wanted to say because God wanted us to, something to that effect. But all right, item 14, informational items. It'll be my time to also wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. And may you have a joyous new year and everything be hopefully COVID behind us as we approach 2022 and so on. So staff and directors, hope you have some time to spend with your families or whoever else that you want to spend it with. And we'll see you in January, January 13th. Item 15, we are hereby adjourned.